Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Tohaka Amana L. Bay, and welcome to Moorish Talk Live 100. Today's broadcast is on nationality. What is your nationality? In other words, what I'm asking you is, what is your legal and political status? Is your nationality important? Does everyone on the earth have one? And if so, let me ask my brothers and sisters, what is your nationality? People who are known as black and colored and Negro and African American and Afro American and all these other things, when we ask them what their nationality is, they'll tell us, okay, well, I'm black, I'm American, I'm a Negro, I'm colored, I'm Afro American, and all these things. But I'm sorry to inform you that this is not a nationality. None of the above mentioned is a nationality. This is all brands. And if you were from another nation and ask you what your nationality is and you tell me your nationality, that means that you know all about yourself, your culture and your history. And the world recognizes you as a person of national status. You belong to a nation. But for some unknown reason, it seems that people inside the United States that are called black people are giving me everything but a nationality. So I want to make it plain today that we do have a nationality, and it is up to us to proclaim our nationality so we can be respected as well as everybody else on the earth from all other countries and all other races. First of all, let's look at your documentation. And keep in mind, what we want to do is we want to put the powers that be on notice of the fact that we are proclaiming the nationality. We've been in this country for many, many years, and we've been given many brands and a whole lot of information, but it's not a nationality, you see, because all nationalities are associated with the landmass. And we are all under the impression, the most of us is, in this country as black people are under the impression that we all came here from Africa. All right, well, that's true in a sense. The cradle of civilization was in Africa. But what we have to understand is that we didn't all come here on slave ships in 1492 and during that time period where all this took place. We were already here. And anywhere on the earth that people are already there, they are aboriginal and indigenous to the land and native to the land. So we have messed around and allowed someone else, immigrants that was not native to the land, to give us a title about who we are. And so we don't need that. What we're going to do is let's give that back to them. And we don't need it, and let's go on and proclaim our nationality, because if all nationalities are associated with a landmass, let us find out what landmass our nationality should be associated with, and if so, that means we are the rightful owners of the land. We are aboriginal and indigenous. Being a native is one thing, but being aboriginal is a whole different ball game, because we have had people that have been on the land for a long time, but then what we need to be concerned about, well, who was on the landmass first, okay? So let's take a look at that. First thing we're going to deal with is I have a very, very simple document here And this document here, well, I have all the documents that I need to put them on notice of my identity. But what we're going to start with is one. We're going to deal with the one that we need to make sure that the United Nations is aware of, because they do not recognize organizations. United Nations recognize our nations, and we are a nation within a nation. My nationality is Moor. I am a Moor by blood and by birth from both Yamasee and Washita, from both bloodlines. My ancestors did not come here on a slave ship. They have already been here, always been here. We've been here for thousands of years on this landmass, so that we are not Negroes, we're not colored, and we ain't black. But let me go on with this document here. It says that myself, I'm a Tahaka Amana Elbe, and this is a Moor of America national citizen, Northgate National Application Nobility Title. Name and ancestral reclamation declaration affidavit. And this is just part of the documents that I put the powers that be on notice of. And I just want to make sure that I go through a few of these. But before we get going, let me say that congratulations to all of the other brothers and sisters who are Moors that have contacted me. I hope that you are gaining all the information that you need through the archives that you have received from me. We have created one of the greatest archives in the on the Eastern Seaboard, well, actually in reality in American history. And we make this available to you. You can contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's tahaka99.com. Or you can call me directly at area code 904-303-9061, and we'll get you hooked up. We can make it possible for you to have the access to your archive and your educational materials, because that is extremely important. That precedes any documentation that you should ever receive from anywhere or anyone. Also, if you need your documents to put the powers on that be on notice of your proclamation of identity as Aboriginal and Indigenous to the land, then you can contact me at the same above address, tahaka99@yahoo.com. You can reach me at area code 904-303-9061. But once again, I want to congratulate those brothers and sisters who have already received that. I know you are have access to a lot of power, and of course knowledge is power. But let us proceed. Now, that was just one of the documents that I went over with you briefly. It says here the treaty was sealed in Morocco with the seal of the Emperor of Morocco on June 23rd, 1786, 25 Shaban AH-1200, and delivered to Thomas Barley. And we're talking about the Moorish Land Treaty of 1787, which is the longest unbroken treaty in the history of the United States, and where the United States, people of the United States signed that treaty to stop the 100 years of wars that were going on between the Europeans and Moors, so that the United States, the Europeans, immigrants, can get inside this country and establish government. And so this Treaty of 1787 is also known as the Treaty of Peace and Friendship. This is the longest unbroken treaty in the history of the United States. There are ancient maps. There are other treaties. But what we have to understand is that we need to concentrate on gaining as much information as we can about your nationality. The Moors were here on this landmass, as well as the occupation of Spain, even up to the point of 1492. There was an established government here. You have heard of the Mound Builders of Mississippi and Louisiana and all that. These people down here, they've been here for thousands of years also. They're Moors. They had an established government here. We were also on the island that sunk called Atlantis. The Omaks are descendants of African descent. They were in South America. They migrated up from there and began to populate on up into this the mainstream of North America. But the thing is, there has been a cover up to make all people that are classified as Negro, Blacks, and Coloreds think that they have no history and that they all came here as a result of slavery to maintain control and, of course, to keep the cover up going to maintain control of the self of the landmass. See, you cannot be an immigrant from anywhere and rightfully or lawfully through natural law own anything that belongs to somebody else. And, of course, we know that if we have stolen it and taken it from somewhere someone else, that it is illegal and it is also wrong, and you will never be the rightful owner of it. And you will have to continue to kill and murder and maim and live under a lie if you continue to do so. But I'm only here to make sure that the brothers and sisters understand that they do have a nationality, and you don't. One of the worst things that we can ever do is to go to Europeans and get into some system of finding out about my ancient roots. No, because what is going to happen each time you do that, they are going to bypass the fact that there were black people on this landmass in America, which makes for you the rightful owner, and say, okay, you came from Africa and you are part of this tribe over here, and of course you belong to the slave trade situation. So we need to stop going there in an attempt to trace some our ancestral roots. We need to get into the knowledge of self and begin to study everything that we can about the Moors and their occupation of this landmass, because there are many of us here that were never a part of the slave trade. We had always been here. Our ancestors were simply kidnapped from one place on this landmass and sold in another place on this landmass. And so these things are taking place, but all of that has been covered up. Let's go on to the next document. It's called an affidavit. Public notice, declaration, honorable classification, House Joint Resolution 192, and Gold Seizure 193. And what we need to do, it being Aboriginal, we are not obligated to taxation. We're not obligated to taxation. We want to keep that in mind. And it states here in this document, I'm going to read a little bit of this to you in my document. And it states the following. It says, I am a real Cindy old flesh and blood man or woman acting with unlimited commercial liability. I am unlimited in undertaking all lawful and commercially just means to protect my life, rights, and property. I have no requirement to be bonded. I cannot be made subject to any limited liability proceedings without my consent, and I do not consent. I will exhaust my commercial remedies prior to accessing any tax financial court system to resolve any possible dispute. Everything is under oath by affidavit, certified and sworn on my unlimited commercial liability, true, correct, complete, and everyone who is party of the proceeding must be similarly sworn in or withdraw. Failure to withdraw or be sworn in self-impeaches and self-invalidates all of the person's testimony and credibility, establishing fatal defects, which terminates the case and constitutes a mistrial and a reversible error, so that anything done thereafter by search, purchase, legal, commercial violations, which are actionable. And, of course, this document is signed, sealed, notarized, and stamped with my own personal royal seal upon it. And so I would like to encourage you to contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com so that we can get you in position to proclaim your nationality as a natural flesh and blood person, so that you can live in this country without all the restrictions and things that's going on, because we were never slaves. My mother, she said, there's no record in our house of anyone that came here from Africa speaking an African language. We were never slaves. We always had our own land. We were always here. We don't know any other place. And so what I'm trying to tell you is the Moors is a nationality. When someone asks me my nationality, I say Moorish, and because that's attached to this landmass, which was originally labeled a Mexum. Now, people worldwide of color, black people, Negritos, these are the original names that's on a lot of the maps and stuff, the ancient maps and stuff. Negrito, we need to do some research on that as well, because that's what you are, Negrito. And that is something different. Most of us just heard about that, but that's been there all along. And but what we need to do is understand that no matter what, you have a nationality. Your nationality is associated with a landmass, and it is this landmass that we are on today. It belongs to you. There are people who are natives on the landmass, but they are being classified as the natives of the land and recognized as natives of the land and been given benefits, been given reparations, they put on reservations, they've been given funds to set up casinos and all these other things. But and totally overlooking the fact, and they were called Indians, but totally overlooking the fact that they were never Indians. The only Indians on this landmass came from the country called India. The people that they are calling Indians are not Indians at all. The word Indian was something that the immigrants came in and labeled someone as an Indian. That's worthless. Let's get rid of that, because no immigrant is qualified to do anything or name anything that your ancestors had already previously named and given the landmass a name, because they're not Aboriginal here. They're not Indigenous. They forced their way in, forced their way upon the, forced their religion upon the people, and murdered and maimed and raped and all this stuff. But then we are acting as though they have a right to the land. They do not. It doesn't belong to them. They're immigrants. And so we have to act in the capacity of the truth of natural law and ancient, our historical records to make sure that we know the truth and act out the truth. Any time that you have proclaimed your nationality and someone asks you what your nationality is, that you can give them a direct answer. This is the same way that a person that would be of Japanese descent, if they ask what your nationality is, say, well, I'm Japanese because Japan is associated with the Japanese people because it's a landmass. But a Mexum is the landmass of the Moors, and this is the land that we are on. We have always been here. We are our ancient ancestors have traveled all over the world. We had control of the Atlantic and the Mediterranean, and we've been here. So I'm trying to get through this as fast as I can. Once again, I want you to contact me at Tahaka99, and we have the first American disc. That's on DVD disc, and that explains to you, give you all the information about yourself on this landmass. The disc is approximately 6 hours long. You can get that by contacting me at Tahaka99@yahoo.com, or you can contact me directly at area code 904-303-9061. Let me run through a few other things briefly so that you will know the importance of your nationality and being Aboriginal and Indigenous to the land. Number one, a driver's license is not an identification card. We have to understand that. You have a right to travel upon the land. The only person that needs a driver's license is the person that's operating commercially. If you are driving a taxi cab, or if you are driving a city bus, or if you are driving tractor trailer or transport vehicles or something, and where money is being exchanged, then you want to try to get a driver's license. But if you're just riding through the streets, if you're going to your mother's house or going to the grocery store or going to your father's house or going to your barber shop or what have you, and you're traveling in your vehicle, you're not operating for hire. You're not receiving any money. So therefore, you are simply exercising your free right to travel, and you do not need permission from any immigrant about needing a driver's license. Now, what's important and what we have to understand is that regardless of what documentation that you have to have knowledge of a civil law and natural law. And so if you would contact me, we can make sure that you get this information and make it available to you, and where that you can have the power, and of course we know that knowledge is power, to defend your position as an Aboriginal and Indigenous person and exercise and know the difference between what's right and wrong. And so therefore, I need you to contact me, and then we can do what we have to do. Also, I'm going to go over another document. We want you to get your birth certificate, and we want you to study that. We have information on that in your archives, and we can make sure you have that. I want you to notice on your large copy of your birth certificate where your mother signs her name. It doesn't say mother, parent, or guardian. It says informant. And what she's doing is she is informing the powers that be that you are not a living, breathing being, that she's bought a new product in the world to be taxed and placed under the 14th Amendment citizenship. And we want to get out from under that thing, gain control of those that information so that we can be free. I would also like to encourage you to send for my free reports on the 14th Amendment Exposed and the Commerce Game. And how to play the commerce game. These documents are absolutely free, but in the meantime, do not forget that the information that I'm telling you about the first American disc on DVD disc, approximately 6 hours long, it gives you all the information on the background and the ancient peoples and what really happened on this continent on that DVD disc. I need you to contact me. We also have another disc. It's called the Navigator 360. And on that disc, it explains to you the our historical records of our people in Europe and the truth regarding our people in Europe, not under servitude, but as kings and queens and royalty in Europe. And so we have that disc available to you. For you as well. It's approximately 4 to 5 hours long. And if you will contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com, we can get this information to you. That's tahaka99@yahoo.com. You can also contact me by phone, area code 904-303-9061. And what you want to do is you want to use that number, email address, to contact me so that we can talk personally and we can get these materials to you. And keep in mind that the archives also is still available to you. It's the most comprehensive archives in the history of the United States. We'll put that thing together. There are thousands and thousands of documents available to you. And I'm going to go on now. We're going to deal with a local document because we want to put our local officials on notice as well. And it says the United Nations Indigenous Peoples Organization, and of course your organization number is there, the Florida Country Duval County, which I am in, and it is the Affidavit of General Revocation of Power of Attorney Act of State, and of course all the information in there, and we send this to them as well. This is just some of the documents that I wanted you to understand that we have and that we use in order to proclaim our freedom. And, of course, once this here information is put together, we make a public record. And if we are challenged on it, we simply file the proper lawsuits before a grand jury, put it in the hands of the grand jury, stay out of the local courts. We don't belong in there. The lawsuits are always filed properly before a grand jury. In any event, at any case, in any point in time, when we are hassled for any reason, because there are people who do not like the idea of black people or people that's classified as black to wake up and proclaim their nationality, because their nationality is supposed to be hidden and covered up, and they're supposed to believe that they are descendants of slaves and all of this. But it is a lie, and the people that's promoting this type of foolishness are liars and also murderers. Now, let us move forward and touch on another basis. I said earlier in the broadcast, we're going to ask the question, is it important for you to have your nationality? Is it important? You know, why would it be important? I mean, we've been in this country for 500 years and more, and we haven't achieved anything. Our nation is in shambles. Our communities are being flooded by immigrants setting up business, taking money out of the community. The streets are in shambles. The sidewalks are in shambles. The children are in shambles. They've been miseducated in the school system to maintain the strength of the cover-up and to make sure that the young youth that's coming up never get a chance to know who they are. And, of course, we all know that if you do not know who you are, you don't know where you're headed. And if you don't know where you're headed, you don't know where you will end up. Well, the answer to that question is it is extremely important for us to understand who we are and to understand that we have a nationality and do the research on our nationality, and so that we'll be able to tell anyone that we are aware of the fact that we do have a nationality, and here is proof, and which is irrefutable. And so in order to do that, we are going to have to do the research. We are going to have to study and come into the knowledge of this information. And so we have this for you. And here, if you contact me at the information number and email address that I've previously given you. And so the answer to that question is yes, it is extremely important, because we got other people all around the earth. Everybody is recognized as a person and a nation except us, because we keep plodding behind the same misconception that all of us that are classified as black came to this country from somewhere else. In other words, prior to black people coming to this landmass, black people were never here. But yet the United Nations has already declared that the people of Louisiana is the oldest people on earth, predating the ancient dynasties of Egypt. And we know they was there for 5,000 years. So how is it that these people, black people in Louisiana, are being declared by the United Nations as the oldest people on earth when there were no black people here? How is that possible? How do you explain away the African mummies found in the state of Nevada? How do you explain the fact that Egyptian artifacts were found on the banks of the Mississippi River, predating any immigrants coming to the country? It cannot be explained away. So, ladies and gentlemen, the clock on the wall says that's all. I've been your host, Tahaka Amana L. Bay, and so tune in next week to our next broadcast.
Change my time. Yeah, I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna say you whack rap, stay light, save the time. I can dance, told me, I don't do self. Y'all looking at something like a true player. A girl told me that a man that can dance might could possibly get down with the tool in his pants. Now I'm a lady, let me see it vibrate. And when it's over, you ain't gonna need your bow. Cause I'm a pro, make you bend your back low, then the pound it real fast to light the percolate.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. 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 Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah.
I'ma gobble it.
Yeah.
I see you moving your head, go ahead, bobble it.
Yeah.
We can cradle the bed, I'm straight racking it. The girls say, man, like this, double racking it. Damn, I'm so expensive, but I can't help it, my flow ridiculous. Boy, got a gift like it gotta be Christmas.
Boy,
right. Don't miss like you gotta be gifted.
Yeah.
The girls broke cameras, and they won't fix it, and they gon' frame them. See that? Let a little bit while I'm saying my scriptures. Cause I leave you holy like you pray in the temple. One beat, I move with the letter of a pencil. And mine won't miss you, good night kiss you. Take a damn back, cause you got pistols. And now I'm saying, Donnie, pick her up, these bitches.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble,
yeah.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble,
yeah.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble,
yeah.